وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظك الله تعالى. It's very important for the spouse to expose their feelings toward each other, in front of each other. To expose through a clear speech in front of each other according to their culture and the way how they understand each other. It's very important. The person normally doesn't know their own sin, and he doesn't know what you have in your heart. And sometimes actions not enough to express your feelings toward others. It's not enough signs. That's why statements and speech is very important. It's not just in between the spouse, even between friends sometimes. Build a correct brotherhood and sisterhood sometimes need such statements and speech very important. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that man, when the man came to him and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I love fulan bin fulan, I love that person. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him and he said to him, did you told him about that? He said, no. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to ask him and order him to go and announce his love for the sake of Allah ta'ala to that individual. So believe me, the Sharia will never order us to do such a matter without a great benefit. That's why the Prophet ﷺ taught us, if someone said to you, I love you for the sake of Allah ta'ala, reply back to him, I love you for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla too. Sunnah. Because very important. It's a way to strengthen the relationship. It's a way to be close from each other. It's a way to remove doubts and hard feelings against each other. Believe me, shyness in such matter, it's a wrong shyness. Shyness in such matter will cause a damage, not a benefit, because it's not according to the Sharia. The shyness are two types, like I explained many times before. Shyness go with the rules and the principles and the benefits and the maqasid with the Sharia, and shyness against the reading of the Sharia. Like those people who they are too shy to ask questions to benefit themselves and to correct their mistakes. It's not a correct shyness. Same thing, this kind of shyness. And when the woman she react like that, or the man react the same with his wife, same thing the woman to her husband, it will create kind of partition between them. And this kind of partition between spouses is very dangerous. It could lead for both of them to be far from each other. And at that moment, you will regret for building such partitions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant you success and tawfiq in your marriage, in your life. Wafaqakumullah.